So what are agencies, are hiring, and what jobs are they looking to fill most pressing?
Well, you're absolutely right. The government does need new and well-qualified folks. The fact of the matter is, last fiscal year, over 108,000 full-time permanent employees left government. 107,000 were hired, and of course we know retirements are up, so even in these tight budget times, government needs to replace the people who are leaving. So to answer your question, Ruben, one of the things we're doing is to try to provide information and knowledge, particularly to the college campuses. Because when you're looking in from the outside, government seems huge and mysterious. And even if you're interested in a government job, it's, where are they? How do I go about finding them, et cetera? So one thing we're doing this afternoon, for example, is we're holding a webinar. We have representatives from over 175 different colleges and universities signed up. We assume some students. We know people from the college placement offices and all that. And we're going to be doing, and we've got a couple agency representatives joining us. I'll be speaking on the webinar. We've got Securities and Exchange Commission, Homeland Security. So what we what we're going to be doing is talking about where the opportunities are. I think a lot of folks don't realize, for example, Ruben, that over 85% of all jobs in government are outside the D.C. metro area. So a couple things. First of all, if you take a look at just what happened last year, not surprisingly, since 3 out of every 5 civilian employees work in just 4 agencies, defense, Homeland Security, Veterans Affairs, and Justice, a lot of the hiring will be occurring in those 4 agencies. Last year, VA alone hired over 21,000 new employees into permanent full-time jobs. Air Force, 13,000, Army, 19,000, Homeland Security, 7,700 new hires. Health and Human Services was another agency, and that includes, for example, Food and Drug Administration, National Institutes of Health, Centers for Disease Control. So, and if you're not interested in the larger agencies, there's plenty of smaller agencies, some that you don't even hear about a whole lot, like even the Office of Personnel Management.
John, let me just break in here, first of all, to reintroduce you, John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, talking about hiring opportunities in the federal government. Now, you're holding this event for students and universities. What are some of their key frustrations when they're thinking about applying, or perhaps they're not even thinking about applying for federal work?
Well, probably the biggest frustration, Emily, is one, finding out about the opportunities. But the second largest is when they find out about those opportunities and they apply, it's the black hole phenomena. I applied for this job. My application apparently went into black hole because I haven't heard back. I don't know what's going on. I think government agencies are getting much better.
Yeah, that's something that the President Obama's hiring reform was supposed to address, but I guess it hasn't fully if you're still hearing these things from students.
Yes, and it's relative. I mean, it's much better now than it was a year or 2 years ago. So, since I've been around like forever, I've seen really substantial improvement in the federal hiring process. But if you're coming at it brand new, and you're used to applying in different industries where you get a very fast response, it's still frustrating, and it varies by agency. I should also say that. So some agencies are actually doing much better than others, but the goal is, of course, to get all agencies being responsive. So, and one of the things, as you may know, Ruben and Emily, the OPM is about to roll out a new hiring program called the Student Pathways Programs that would have special hiring authorities for new college graduates within the last 2 years or 6 years if they're military. And there's also a new student intern program that will allow employees who are serving as interns while in school to potentially convert to permanent employment after they graduate. So there's some new things on the horizons that should make it a little bit easier, particularly for students. But, of course, we also try to provide information about, the online information out there. Every agency has a website. I encourage job seekers to narrow down the agencies in which they're interested, go to those agency websites to find out more about them. Of course, go to usajobs.gov to look at the job opportunities. If you go on right now, there's literally tens of thousands of positions posted out there. It takes a little patience. It takes some perseverance. But the bottom line is that even in these tight budget times, and even with the negative press out there about government, federal agencies need to hire highly talented, motivated employees. They're going to have to hire over 100,000 new people this year. And for some significant portion of the jobs, we're going to need to tap into our college campuses.
John, what is the effect of hiring reform on all of this, and how is that affecting the trend not only on college campuses but just overall as agencies deal with these frustrations?
Well, the focus, if you look at it, the focus of hiring reform, Ruben, is to be more applicant friendly, to look at the process from the applicant's point of view. So I think the end result is that applicants, over the next year, for example, are going to be seeing a more transparent process, a more timely process, and a more responsive process. It still isn't going to be perfect, but it's going to be better than it was, particularly if they had experienced the process, say, a couple years ago. If they come back, it's going to be better. And hopefully, the agencies are going to, end up with some really good folks in the jobs, because warm bodies are not enough. We really need some great talent. There's some significant challenges government's trying to address.